Hi, John. This is Nadine. I'm calling on behalf of Jesse. How are you?
Good.
I know earlier when I caught you in the deep into the meeting, so you said to try to call you back later on. I'm not sure what day Jesse's coming back, but he did want me to at least follow up with you on his behalf.
Yeah, well, it was unfortunate. We were had narrowed it down to a couple of people based upon profiles. I had everybody sitting in the office to make it a decision today, and we went ahead and went the other way because I didn't even hear, hey, I'm, you know, going to be out or whatever. But so we ended up partnering up with Rev Local.
Oh, okay. Did you do a contract with them?
So here's the deal. Our company is working on year three. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We have been loyal to Angie's.
Okay? Right.
Everybody's, you know, got their own opinions. And like I tell them, Angie's only works if you work double.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it was really good for them. But they have done some, what I tell you, fraudulent things in their practice with us.
Uh-huh.
And the promises they made, they're just getting so big. Every contractor is struggling paying them money, right?
Yeah.
For leave. And we were loyal to them because we were paying them. It cost us $58,000 last year, and we did almost $3 million in sales. So,
right,
we did. That's a great ROI.
Yeah,
however,
for sure.
So the way they've done their practice now, the leads are really just ridiculous. One out of every 20 you might get a hold of, and then they keep denying you for refunds.
The credits on them, yeah.
I got on the phone with the ref and told him, look, you either make these right, and I want you to go through my leads and tell me where I missed one, because we time stamp every time we call. We send an email. We send an SMS. And their policy said, after three attempts on the three different days, within 45 days, we'll be refunded a credit for that.
Yeah.
We don't have to pay for who we don't talk to. But they've just gotten to where they're not even willing to honor the names coming in on these leads or jokes. And they're saying under review. And then what they hope is that people move on.
Mm-hmm.
What their noise is in the back.
Yeah. Wow.
But anyway, so the answer to that is no, we did not sign with them today because they had to go back and send the information over to us. The guy was local.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was referred to y'all by a buddy of mine, and, you know, I just wanted to we had to get it rolling.
Yeah. No, I completely understand. Yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, Jesse was out today. So I had received a message that if I could please reach out to you, I know that I believe the appointment, was set for, if I'm not mistaken, Jesse had said 9:00, which would have been 11:00 your time, right? And, and again, I apologize. Had I known sooner, I would have definitely have called you then. Because, of course, it was a meeting, and I think it would have been important because I think, as I was reading through the notes, so it's, I believe, your niece. It's a family business, so it's your son and your niece that help you run the business. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I didn't write that, you know, off or feel, you know, blood. We were at the point to where we only get together probably twice a month.
Uh-huh.
And anything that we're doing, everybody does a research, comes to the table, we talk about it, and I have had Joe as a referral, and I like this guy, Matt, with Ref. You know, he's very honest, because what I'll tell you is, you know, when we researched in the past, so what I was going to tell you is this, and you can then give me whatever pitch you think that your company specializes in. It might change my mind from the decision I made, but we're coming up on 3 years. We're averaging about another one this year. We'll do about 2.9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sales. We are definitely cutting Angie's off. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what we're looking to do is so it generated me about 12 leads a month. Is all it gave us. The rest has come from word of mouth and things like that. But so we've offset it by 50%. We built all of our Google, started posting stuff, got Google guaranteed, and the phones are ringing. But our brand, to sell this business in 3, 4, 5 years, because it's going to grow into commercial and residential construction, is to brand it, because 5 years from now, I'm retired.
Yeah.
So
I heard you mention Google Guaranteed. Is that something you're already doing?
So we don't do the Google ads, but we did sign up. They had to run the background checks and all that on us, and we got Google Guaranteed. Yes, so we already have that.
Okay. Let me notate that, because I didn't see that listed, and I'm going to be honest with you, John. In my opinion, I feel Google Guaranteed is the best product Google has out there right now.
Well, I pay for it every month.
I would definitely say that is one of the better products of Google, because it's nothing like the Angie's leads. I mean, if that lead
100%. But
that came in.
Year one, when I was relying on Angie's, we had nothing. We didn't have a Google. We didn't have reviews. So we had to build that over a little bit of time, right?
Right.
So we're going to buy the lead and get as many as we can. We're going to do the home show. And that was our strategy for marketing, starting off on what we considered to be safest route of getting in the door and we'll close it, right? And that was an effective method. But as we're growing, and I agree that Google is the number one search tool in the world, right?
Yeah.
Our SEOs, the cleaning up, I'll give you an example. The person from Google I was talking to was telling me that Google called us. This is how we got Google Guaranteed. So, hey, y'all are getting a lot of attention as a company, but y'all are dead on Google, basically dormant. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? He said, well, you got to start posting some content, right?
Start
getting all your customers to do reviews, and they just helped us as a business. And they said, once y'all been in business a year, then we can look at getting y'all to Google Guarantee.
Right.
So we got that, but we didn't even do it then. We did it year two. But on that, you tell me, like building the brand, building the SEOs, and so that your volume is growing, right? You're being on that first page. Am I approaching it the right way?
Honestly, yes, and I'm going to tell you, and this is what I love about Google Guaranteed, because you can see, so you understand, you know, the Google local map, right, is basically going to only get you found in your zip code wherever you pin verified your business, and it's typically only targeting about maybe 5, possibly 10 miles, depending on the location. Like if we were talking New York City, you're lucky if you get found within 5 miles, because how populated it is, right? So that's what the local map covers. Now, of course, for you to be found outside of what Google considers your local area, John, is when you're either running Facebook ads or Google ads, right? Facebook ads, for me, they have a better conversion rate. So when you compare them to Google ads across all industries, is about a 4% conversion rate, average $10 per click. Compared to Facebook ads, across all industries, you're looking at about a 9% conversion rate, average 50 cents per click. Now, the reason the conversion rate, I feel, is doubled with Facebook is because of the fact that Facebook is constantly retargeting. So if someone has done that search on Google, okay, and even if they didn't call you, but they happen to be on Facebook and they're just looking through their pictures or stories, they will be reminded. It's going to retarget them. And what we can do with those Facebook ads is we could either target an audience by interest, an audience by income level, or even by location. Now, the call to action buttons on it, of course, if it says call us, when they click on it, they'll call you directly. A message us means that they're going to message you through Facebook Messenger. It won't be an actual text message. However, we could also put learn more, and it would take them straight to your website. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results, really great results. When I recommend the Google ads is if there's like specific zip codes that you're trying to target, or if you're covering, you know, outside of 50 miles, then that's when I would lean then towards the Google ads, because that's how you're able to reach those areas. But in my opinion, this is how it goes in line for me. Of course, first page placement on Google and the local maps always going to be number one for anyone, because that's where the 90% of the searches will start and stop. But I say Google Guaranteed is one of the best products Google has. In line with that, then I would say going to Facebook ads and then Google ads, only because Google ads are going to run on a rotation. So, you know, Google ads, they're just not as big of a conversion rate. You know what I mean? And that's why I lean towards Facebook ads.
Well, I was looking at exactly what you said, but let me ask you this on a deeper side. Now, like the SEO side, where you're driving exposure to us, our brand,
uh-huh.
Right? That was where I understand the Facebook side way better. Only because I've been in the automotive industry as a general manager, and so we had a lot of marketing, you know, people in talking strategies.
Uh-huh.
So, and there's actually a company out there called Carbon Box. Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't.
Anyways, they are it's a bunch of gurus that broke away from one of the conglomerates, and I won't get into that, but they started this, and it's a Facebook ad, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's $10,000 you pay them. It's $2,500 a month for 4 months, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they guarantee you through contract that if you don't receive 17 in-home consultations that schedules through them, that they refund you $10,000.
Wow.
And I had my attorneys look it over and all that, so
to make sure that was legit, right?
and who they know? Not just that, we went in.
No fine print.
Everybody, no, we did searches, AI searches on their backgrounds and everything, right?
Uh huh.
Just give me your name, and I can tell you where you been nowadays. But
right,
and they were legit. Where they said they broke away from, who's able to verify that, right?
Uh-huh.
So a friend of mine lives in Colorado, and that's where they're based out of. And he's an accountant, and he said, man, you probably need to talk to these people about marketing. They're super smart. Well, they come in, and I wasn't going to do it, but they were, you know, just when it got down, I said, hey, well, send me your contract. Let me take it to my attorney. Sure, send me an email. So we sent it, and he's a real and testament attorney, so he's very, very on top of, you know, what can be considered truth.
That's yeah.
It's cut and dry with them. But this is what I want to tell you. If this don't work out with them,
Mm-hmm.
We are under contract with them with our Facebook for 4 months. And
okay.
At the end of that 4 months, we are. But my goop side, I feel like, honestly, it's like I told them, it's like having one leg longer than the other. I almost felt like we're putting the cart before the horse, if you will.
Yeah.
By not building, but, you know, the Google side of the business. The Facebook, I believe that that'll work because just in our network group, there's 300,000 people.
And, oh, wow.
Have you done any research on our company?
I have. I've been looking. I mean, I always do that. When I'm talking to somebody, yeah. It's my job. It is definitely my job. Not to just be asking a million questions. I mean, the reason that I ask the questions that I ask is because I want to be able to offer you something that's beneficial for your business. Because everybody, it's not like a cookie cut, right? How I say it. Everybody's appetite for their business is different, right? For every industry is different. And
yeah.
I don't like offering something that is not going to be beneficial or give you that return on your investment.
Because I've talked to 9,000 people in the last 2 months, and they all have a different, they're not shooting from the hip like you are. Well, if you know, I want to know, if I spend $5,000 with you, and I've served my company, how many opportunities should I be receiving based upon that spend target? Well, first we have to, you know what I mean? I'm like, guys, I just want to answer. I mean, and that's a tough question to answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I mean, and when these guys come along and say, well, we can, and they run this app. You have to look them up, Carbon Box.
Uh-huh.
They're just starting out, but they are, they're dialed in. And he said, man, I'll put it in writing. And, you know, I check, see if he had any liens against or anything, right?
Right.
I was like, man, and when I talked to that other company, they said, I don't know where to start with that. I said, you know, I'm curious if this works. And you're a genius for finding them. And you know, we've been on numerous. They do have actors in for the ads and everything, right?
Right.
So we ended up opting out of that and using our, doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
I have to say,
with the online presence, I mean, as far as like your Google profile page and all that, and I'm even looking at your Google guaranteed profile, I have to tell you, John, you guys have done an excellent job. I mean, great job on the reviews, you know, great job on the content. If it were, like I said, again, up to me, I'm always going to lean towards Google Guaranteed, like I said. You're already doing that, right? My question is this. So I know RevLocal, I mean, are they going to be running Google ads for you? Is that what they're kind of including in their package?
So the package that we were going to sign on for initially is obviously you pay their fees. Or coming on board, and it was going to be $800 and something, I think it was, to do. He said that takes about 6 months. He said they might be able to have it done in 3. Now, the other company I talked to said, we'll have you on page 1 within 30 days.
So I could tell you this. Now, $800, does that mean are they running Google ads? Did they mention what they're allocating to the Google ads?
That is not running Google ads.
Oh, it's not? Oh, wow.
No, all the SEO, the back end, and running some, it's running something, but it's not. So we went over the full ball of wax to run Google ads and all that, you know, with them. Maybe I'll get that stuff.
Yeah. Typically, I will tell you this. Typically, I know with us, it takes 30 to 45 days for the first page placement there in the local map. If we're running Google ads are live within 7 to 14 days. Those are up and running. Typically, in fact, I saw that Jesse had quoted you the $499 a month. So that was for our Premier Platinum package. That includes the Google ads. Now, just so you know, from that $499, we're actually taking $300 of that, allocating it to your Google ads that we would be managing. So it's not like you're actually incurring that cost per click. We are, because you're paying a flat rate. Of course, that doesn't mean that you're not able to allocate more money if you wanted. I mean, we've had some where they're like, I want $600 going to my Google ads. Then you would pay the difference, right? So if you're wanting $600 going to your Google ads, then you would obviously be paying $799, right, a month, with $600 being allocated to your Google ads. Google ads, we're always going to run them to where it's running at least throughout the month and it's not being all eaten up within the week, because you know that could happen too. But one thing that you will find, John, and this is, you're going to find this with anyone who is a Google Channel partner. A Google Channel partner is going to get you listed on the first page of Google a lot faster than someone who is not. Typically, when it's someone who is not a Google Channel partner, it's going to take them up to 6 months. And what a Google Channel partner really means is that company has met Google's requirements. So they've demonstrated ad skills. They've demonstrated the net spend. Okay, and their technicians are highly trained and certified. So that means they actually have a contact person through Google. So when those requirements are met is when Google allows that business to combine their services with Google's advertising. So like us in particular, we're always ahead of the game. Like when we know Google's making changes, we kind of get the heads up on it. Especially recently, Google's gotten stricter now, you know, with businesses PIN verifying themselves. You know, before, people were doing it so easily, right? And what Google now is doing is separating the fat from the cream. So they're making it now a lot more stricter, which is beneficial for you, I would say. And they should, because you know what? There's a lot of businesses that are on Google that aren't legitimate. Okay, and they're taking away businesses, you know, they're taking away work from businesses like yourself that are, right? Because they're on Google and they're like undercutting, you know? Yeah. And so that's why Google has made it stricter.
I've had guys come on who is young and say, hey, I can have y'all 30 reviews on Google in 60 days. And I said, first and foremost, obviously, you have no morals, but secondly, I am not going to do anything to jeopardize my integrity, my faith
exactly.
in God. So let me tell you this, you can go to hell, lose my number, don't ever call me again.
Yes.
I don't want to talk to you, because if you can't tell me that, you know, if you can't win at a game by following the rules, then you're not the winner anyway. You know?
Exactly.
So, well, and one reason I said that is my vision, girl, is to flip this thing. I've started and sold 12 companies in my life.
Wow.
You know, this is my last hurrah. My brother died at 44 years old, and my partner, who is the heaviest owner in this, is his daughter. And the last thing he told me is to take care of my daughter. And they approached me. They approached me. I was in retirement to come out and help them start their dream business, right?
Right.
And it's been way overwhelming to them how successful we've been. And I've had to run the whole show. Show them from, you know, because I'm a 25-year retired custom builder.
Yeah.
So I know every aspect of construction and, anyways, it's taken off. But more importantly, if you read what people say about us, and those are all our customers, right? I think there's three family members on there that we did jobs for that bragged about us. But everything is on our profile is verifiable and legit that it's our client. Our pictures that we post, we don't put a fake picture on our thing. And I'll tell you something that bothers me. My website that I have
is
built by House.
Yeah.
Right? Because we were using them as our CRM. And I hate the fact that the photos that's on the cover of that is not our job. They designed a website and built it, and, you know, thought they were doing us a favor. And our website, horrible. We don't.
Yeah. No. I have to say, your reviews are really good. I mean, just the things that they're saying about you guys. And I'm looking at pictures, even pictures that they posted of work that you did.
Yeah, I mean, they're actually following us on Instagram, Facebook. And when I was contracting for years, we didn't, technology wasn't my era, right?
You know what?
I never
asked. It wasn't. I'll tell you. You know what I remember as a kid, okay? My dad, he either called his brother or he would, you know, call his buddy, you know, to see if they knew somebody, right? I remember the phone, the yellow pages, the white pages getting delivered to our house twice a year. You would find it on the doorstep at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, right? And everybody would always start their business with A or AAA or AA because they all wanted to be in the first pages of the yellow pages or, you know, the white pages.
Only source to give you reliability then was the Better Business Bureau. And they would have paid. So, I grew up in beepers, and I'm telling you my age now. I had my first cell phone. It was in a big box that I threw over my shoulder.
Well, I'm telling you my age too, because I mean, I remember those. I grew up with beepers. I'm a 70s baby. I was born in 72. So I remember all that. I even remember my grandma's old phone, and it was one of those, like, it wasn't like a push button. It was the one that went in the circle. You would have to do one number at a time.
I'm going to ask you a question. I really like the young man from y'all's place. And you've been super. What I'd like to do is you tell me if I say yes tomorrow to you and decide to go with y'all, what are the requirements and how much is the monthly fee going to be with the ads?
Yeah. So the only requirements would be, and I'll tell you how the process works, right? So I see that Jesse, just looking back at the notes, what Jesse had put you in for was a $499. So we're always going to ask you, John, for a two-month verbal commitment because, as you know, Google's not overnight, right? So you're paying monthly. Anytime you want to cancel, it's a three-day phone call that you make three business days before your payment is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. Now, when we set up an account, basically what you and I would be doing is verifying the business information. We're going to schedule what's called a client interview onboarding that's conducted with one of our technicians in-house because we do everything within our company. We don't outsource it. That's really where the magic is going to happen because the technician's going to be discussing with you about the Google ads, going to be discussing about the Google local listing, the areas that we're targeting, right? Keywords, search terms. So that tends to take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, possibly a little bit longer, just depends on how many questions or details you have. I typically like to schedule it, if not that same day based on your availability, no later than the following day, because the sooner we get you through the client interview, of course, the faster we are moving. Now, from that $499, $300 of it will be allocated, so you're not incurring additional click fees, in other words. You're just paying a $499 a month. So as an example, right, let's say you did it today. Okay, you always know that every third of the month, you will automatically be charged $499. If you choose to cancel, then you know that you call three business days before the third, so you don't incur that charge. We don't hold you hostage. We don't hold it for ransom, your Google profile page. See, in order for us to manage it, you would just have to add us on as managers so that way we can optimize it and maintain it as well as your Google ads, right? But we're not becoming owners. I was talking to a gentleman. He's in Louisiana. I've been talking to this guy for months. And he's finally ready to come on board. And the poor guy has been working with this company. He is beside himself. You would be surprised. They have been posting fake pictures, not his work, on his website, on his Google profile. His insurance company happened to just look at his marketing, saw that they have him listed as doing roofs, which is not what he is insured for, okay? And his insurance company canceled him. He's got like, I think it's like a $50,000 project that's coming up, and he's like, Nadine, I don't know what to do. Right now I got my underwriter trying to find me another insurance company. I have this big project that I'm starting on Monday. I got to be insured. I'm going to lose this account. And he's like so upset. And I said, listen, handle your business. Take care of what you got to take care of. We could always revisit this at a later time, you know. But he went with a company that, you know, was putting fake pictures. And he goes, I don't understand. I've been sending them photos of my work. And they're putting pictures of other people's work. So that kind of put him in a hot seat, you know. And it's just so sad. You know what I mean? Because I can't help him. He's in a bad spot. So I just kind of try to like give him the advice that I can to try to, and I'm like this, fix that problem first. That's a priority. You know what I mean? Is your insurance, or else you can't work.
Well, back to the task at hand. Now, I told you that we are under contract for 4 months with CarbonBox, which is
right.
Totally, and they're doing all of our Facebook.
Yes, so we wouldn't even touch that. We wouldn't even touch the Facebook at all.
Well, everything is just redirect them, you know, to where it looks good on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by doing the Google, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, and especially, like, one thing we won't, so, like, what we would be doing would not interfere with your Google Guaranteed either, and it wouldn't interfere with what CarbonBox, it's called CarbonBox Media. I was looking them up, too, while we've been talking. So what they're doing as far as your Facebook marketing, that wouldn't interfere with it either. And I'll tell you, I mean, all the products that you have right now are currently the better products, to be honest. I really do feel they are, because Facebook ads, it's like my husband does dialysis, and I'm not even joking, John. I talk to his center at least twice a month, or twice a week, should I say. And because I'm always talking with the nurses and the doctors there, checking his numbers and making sure he's where he needs to be at. But I couldn't remember their number for the life of me one day, and I just typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me, right, in Anaheim, got their number, talked to the nurse. I'm not even joking. Like, 2 days later, I'm putting a post up for my granddaughter's birthday, and all of a sudden, I'm getting this Fresenius Kidney Care ad consistently popping up all week. And it was because they had me targeted as having an interest in their service. That's why I say Facebook ads have that better conversion rate, because it's a constant reminder you were looking for a service.
I mean, you know, hit or miss. It's just a matter of getting opportunities, and that's what we are. We're not even trying. Like right now, we average 5 to 6 sales. We're maxed out again. We don't want to do no more than 10 sales, $500,000 a month. We know that we have the staff in place. We don't have to grow in people and putting trust in new people coming in and not following process, because we're unique in the fact that we design, we have a selections person that goes into their home, advises them, shows them samples, meets them at the product places, helps them pick out faucets, fixtures. We build their dreams, and, you know, and it's important that we just are able to maintain that quality, because that's what everyone's talking about. I mean, we literally wine and dine them, and at the end we bring them theme baskets for the, so we do a kitchen. We'll take them a $500 gift card, cookbooks, nuts, and a little mitt, and then we'll cut a, whatever the countertop was, we'll cut them a quartz, marble, granite piece for a cutting board with our logo.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's just the thing I told them is what separates you nowadays is integrity.
Uh-huh. It does. What are you doing when no one else is looking?
And we're on top of them, and it's just it's obvious, and that's why I say this business for anyone that's got some construction knowledge
mm-hmm.
that was when they started their own business, it would be a no-brainer to buy.
Oh yeah,
and we've already got a guy that markets businesses.
Uh huh.
Setting up our profile.
Oh my gosh, I'm falling in love with these pictures. I'm just like, I'm over here, I'm just like snooping on your website, but I mean, just gosh, these bathrooms, the master remodel bathrooms. I'm just like, oh my gosh, the kitchens. I love big kitchens. I've always said that. I always told my husband, when we're moving, they got to have a big kitchen or else I can't go. I'm like, I like my kitchen to be big. I don't like small kitchens. I like there to be a lot of room. And when I'm cooking, nobody better be in the kitchen.
So but here's what I was going to ask you. In order to get everything started up, what is the initial payment?
$499.
$499.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And that's a monthly reoccurring?
Yes, sir.
Two months guaranteed.
It would be a 2-month verbal agreement. So it's not a contract. We're just asking you to commit to 2 months, right? Now, once the term's completed, the 2-month term, it just continues to go as a recurring payment month to month, but it's not a contract. So you can cancel at any time.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, we prefer to earn your business, you know, month in and month out. That's because we focus on retention. We love retaining our clients because the program's working, not because they're stuck on a contract.
Right.
You know?
All right, but do me a favor. If yes. you're handling this from this point out, call me in the morning at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'll have Samantha on a three-way, and we will get everything set up.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm just going to let this guy, Matt, know that I just felt like they were kind of pricey at Rev. And
that was the 800. Is that like 800 a month, though, or is that over the span of 6 months? Oh, wow.
Oh, it was a month with our ad spend.
With your ad spend.
Yeah, it's charging $300 a month for their service. And I just thought, well, we're already building that. It's building itself as you have reviews and things like that. But I'm doing it for the ads.
Get
me in front of people and we'll continue to do business together.
Exactly. And we always start you up. That's why with the $499 is starting you off with the minimum of being allocated to Google Ads, because Google Ads, you have the minimum you can allocate is $300. We start you off with the minimum because we want you to see first how it's working, right? But of course, if at any time you want to allocate more, right, to your face or to your Google Ads, you can do so at any time. I mean, it's not just you can only do this amount. We just like starting you off at that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, call me at
11
tomorrow.
Okay. All right. You have a blessed evening, John. It was really nice talking with you.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.